For our thoughts for the day this morning, an old chum, Martin Spettigue. He's a follower of Sri Chinmoy. Martin, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody. In this frenetic last lap before Christmas, I wondered if any Eastern wisdom could help us deal with this rather frantic time that we think of as a Western celebration. I say Western, but this time last year I was in Singapore and Malaysia, and the shops and crowds were much the same as here. Hinduism and Buddhism tell us the same thing. It is our desires which cause suffering. Pretty stark stuff for Christmas. All those letters to Santa Claus could cause us problems. But the yogi and mystic Vivekananda, with his great affinity for the West, puts realism to the basic Hindu philosophy of Vedanta, of renunciation. Incidentally, Vedanta says the same thing as Jesus. The kingdom of heaven is within you. He points out that if we give up or renounce the world in the old sense as indicated in Vedanta, then we would not work, we would become idle, and look to fate to guide us. But work is a necessity of our makeup. He asks, who enjoys the picture, the seller or the seer? The seller is busy working out what profit he will make and how long his picture will take to sell. His thoughts are in that direction. But the seer doesn't have to buy the picture. Just viewing it gives him joy and pleasure. If we regard the world as a picture, we are able to enjoy it without buying it or owning it. If we want this or that, and our desires and expectations are not fulfilled, then we become miserable. But if we can become detached from the results of our giving or receiving, expecting neither praise nor condemnation, then we will have that peace which is much talked about at this time. So, at this time, at this Christmas, if you open a present and find yet more grey socks and handkerchiefs, just try inwardly to become detached and perhaps smile a smile of insincerity. Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. Do not expect anything from this unsatisfied and dissatisfied world. Do not expect anything from the satisfied and fulfilled heaven either. Then you will always remain far from the reach of sorrow. Hope you have a very happy Christmas. Goodbye.